This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First and 10 at the 18. Daniels back, throws it left, into the end zone, caught for a touchdown. Deontay Banks never turned his head around, and Terry McLaurin beat him for the score. So they go from 3rd and 18 in two plays in the end zone for a touchdown, and the Commanders now lead it 20-7 with the extra.
That's unacceptable.
Yeah, I know. I would have to say that Deontay Banks has gotten worse and worse and worse. And, you know, it's one thing about, you know, being lackadaisical on the field, lack of effort. It's another thing when you have no awareness of what's going on and what needs to get done for the Commanders in order for them to score. And he obviously, I don't know where his head is at. There are issues there on the field. I'm not talking about off the field. I'm talking about on the field. But and his confidence is shaken. The whole thing being called out a couple of weeks ago with the lack of effort. He's in a really bad spot.
But they're at 3rd and 18 with 19 seconds to go in the half. Give up that touchdown.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, he's lost awareness of the game. I wonder if he even knew it was 3rd down. I would hope that he
well,
did.
The touchdown was on 1st down, but I'm saying 2 plays prior, the Giants defense has them backed up to 3rd and 18. There's 19 seconds left on the clock. He's going to, all right, maybe they give up a field goal here if they get some yards. And instead, you know, a 1st down play, then a touch. Like, what the hell just happened?
Well, but I'm saying on 1st down.
Awful. Just awful. So, anyhow, they lose 27-22. That was Bob Popper with the call here on the Fan. Here was Brian Daboll. Didn't win. Again, and then, yes, he is referencing that McLaurin touchdown late in the second quarter.
Tough game, competitive game. In the end, just didn't make enough plays to get the outcome we want. You know, gave up some big plays there right before the two-minute at the end of the half. And those are our game-changing plays that we need to, make.
The other game-changing play is the interference offensive pass.
You're talking about the Darius Slayton one that took the touchdown off the board.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I agree.
Those calls go against the Giants. I don't see those calls anywhere else in the league.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think also, you know, we're watching a lot of bad football with the Giants. And so it's funny because I was in the car when this was going on. I was driving home and Bob Papa basically was not blaming the officials for the bad call. It was like, bad teams get bad calls. Like, he had gotten to that point where he was like, I can't even complain about this anymore, because Carl Banks is like, that's a terrible call. That's an awful call. And Bob was like, listen, bad teams get bad calls. What do you want? That's how frustrating it's been. But yeah, I mean, I think
they finally execute a play to perfection.
It was great.
It was a good drive.
Yeah.
And they end up with 3 instead. Here was Daniel Jones on that play.
You're on the 2-yard line right there. You know, the rule, you can make contact within one yard of the line of scrimmage. So see what it looked like on film. But, you know, Slay's pretty good. You know, Wondell's pretty good in their situation. So
I'll go back and look at
you. Slapping the desk.
It's just so frustrating. Not because I understand what he is saying, and that frustrates me for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, and Brian Daboll is going nuts on the sideline, and I don't blame him. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, his head's going to explode.
Yeah, he's got everything working against him. He's got a bunch of slugs that are high draft picks that aren't even relevant, and Kayvon Thibodeau and Evan Neal and Deontay Banks. He's got a quarterback who shows life like twice a season. He's dealing with all these horrendous calls. He's got kicking problems. You're right. His head's going to pop right off of his neck.
And it doesn't end. And here's the thing. So they gave Drew Locke $5 million for something. I'm not really sure why. I guess that's the insurance policy, just in case the starting quarterback went down. And maybe that $5 million had something to do with Saquon Barkley doing what he's doing in Philadelphia right now. because what he's doing, he is the Christian McCaffrey of the Philadelphia Eagles as we speak.
Yeah.
I mean, you see that backward hurdle he had yesterday?
Sure, yeah, where did I read? It was like someone saying Giants fans are watching this and thinking, what did we do? But I don't want to go back and say that you don't build a team paying Saquon Barkley a ton, especially when you're bad. And they had him here for a long time, and they stunk every single time.
I know, the way they ran the ball in the first half yesterday.
Yeah, I mean,
they still couldn't score.
They had 140 yards rushing in the first quarter.
Yeah. but this play that he made yesterday was just insane. Just it speaks to his ability and everything else. But and this is what John Mara was saying in off-season Hard Knocks.
Maybe another time for this, but I said this to Al before. Can you explain to me why he slid down? He almost cost them the game, though.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, at the end there, I think he misread the clock.
The clock or the first down yards he had to get.
Or something, yes.
It was very strange. Anyway, I'll get to the Eagles next hour with sound. The Giants are in, well, Germans, enjoy this. Giants and Panthers Sunday morning.
It's a huge game, Jerry.
For draft staff purposes?
Yes, thank you.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Panthers did win a game, by the way, yesterday. Let's go around the NFL just a little bit. Bills beat the Dolphins. Wasn't easy, though. 30-27 was the final. Here was what turned out to be the game winner with a few seconds left on the clock.
This is going to be a 61-yarder from the left hash with 10 seconds remaining. Snap by Ferguson, hold by Martin, kick by Bass is long enough. And it is good! Bobs away for Tyler Bass!
And that was Bill's radio with the call. Maggie Gray, while doing the treadmill on TikTok, reacting as she saw it.
This guy's been awful this season. Already missed an extra point. Doinked another one, 60-yarder, into a 9-mile-an-hour win. Can he do it? Is he going to do it? Finally!
F yeah.
Wow.
Well,
she was filming herself on her Peloton or?
She on a treadmill.
A treadmill.
Is she doing walking bets now too? Walking football reactions?
Walking reactions.
Is she dipping her toe into that market?
Maybe so. Yeah. Mm. She was exercising while watching the game and F yeah, he did it. So that's good for her and for them. The Bengals beat the Raiders 41-24. Joe Burrow with a huge day.
Burrow ready for the shotgun snap. Three receivers left, one right. Joe has the ball. Looking left. Throws. Caught by Gesicki. Wow. He's at the 20. Middle of the field, 10. 5. Touchdown!
Wow.
47 yards.
And you didn't even get much from your guy from Lapham. Yeah, it was so, you know, at that point. Fifth touchdown of the day. 41-24 the final. We found out this morning that Vegas then fired their offensive coordinator Luke Getsy, as well as their quarterbacks coach and their offensive line coach.
Oh, that's great. So who's running the offense?
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, they'll be looking for a new coach next year anyway. But I will say that Thursday night's a huge game, Cincinnati at Baltimore. And by the way, the Jets did win yesterday as well because both the Broncos and the Colts lost.
Broncos got rolled by the Ravens.
Yes, they did.
You got three touchdown passes and a perfect rating from Lamar Jackson. And they ran the ball again great with
Derrick Henry.
Thank you. Over 100 yards, two scores there. Patriots lost to the Titans, but that was an overtime. Here was the way the regulation basically finished with no time on the clock and the Pats down a touchdown.
The snap to May. Back two steps. Looks to the end zone. He pumps. He backs up. He slides left. He looks in the left corner. Now he rolls to his right. He pulls up in the middle of the field. Drake May eludes a defender. Running to his left. Looking to the end zone. Trying to keep the play alive. Falling down. He throws to the end zone. It's caught!
He's got it!
Touchdown! Ramondre Stevenson!
Oh, my God, Drake May!
Yes, then he threw the interception that ended the game in overtime after Tennessee went down.
Here's what I would have done. Because of the relative records of these two teams, which were horrendous, I would have won for two if I were the Patriots to go for the win.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you do it, right? I mean, what the hell is the point? And plus, you get some more crucial sort of crunch time experience for Drake May in a game as well.
And if you lose, you lose, and you know, you gave it your best, and I don't think anybody would have questioned the coach at the end of the game.
And especially on the road, too, right? I mean, go for it.
Panthers beat the Saints 23-22. Chris Olave suffered a concussion. Former St. Michael Thomas on Twitter said Derek Carr is, quote, so ass, and needs to get, quote, his ass whooped for the pass he threw that got Olave injured.
Hmm.
Here was Carr's reaction to that.
When you see that or hear that from a former teammate, kind of what is your reaction?
You know, I have love for Mike, you know. And when he does that, I don't really care for it, obviously.
No, not being called so ass.
Right. When you see that and he's calling you ass and you're so, and like not just regular ass, but you're so ass, and that you need to get your ass whooped, like he actually wants you to be physically harmed because you're so ass, like how does that make you feel?
Not I'll tell you great. What, Dennis Allen's not feeling very well down there right now. He's another one.
Not
a matter of time. Man, now.
Those first 2 weeks, they were so good.
It's just a matter of time now.
Vikings beat the Colts on Sunday Night Football 21-13. Sam Darnold, 290, three touchdowns, couple of picks. They get the win. They're 6-2. We'll have Lions Packers reaction and sound next hour. Bucks and the 7-0 Chiefs tonight. College football Saturday. Georgia beat Florida 34-20 along the way. Our guy Chris Carlin was doing the game on ESPN Radio. Had a little trouble getting into the break.
Third quarter comes to a close here in Jacksonville.
That is the end of the third quarter.
Georgia 20, Florida 13 with 15 minutes to go. This is college football. Excuse me, this is college football on ESPN Radio. Oh my God.
Yeah. What was that?
What's going on there?
That's a problem. What's going on there?
He was choking on something.
Oh, boy.
I love how they just gave up on it actually going to break and the trumpets come in.
The Paula sausage is out.
Oh, God. And to Carlin's credit, he posted that himself.
He did.
Yeah.
Yes, well, I mean, why not? You got to make fun of yourself.
Thanks for checking in.
Very funny. Just quickly, you had, well, we talked about that. The Pistons took the subway to the game yesterday, beat the Nets at Barclays Center. The marathon closed off so many of these roads.
The Pistons, like the worst team in the league?
They won't be. Not with Tobias Harris and Jaden Ivey next season.
Oh, they won't be?
I don't think so. They got Tim Hardaway Jr. is there now. It's a little bit different than the team they were last year.
Were they
terrible yesterday? Yes, one of the worst teams I've ever seen.
Absolutely ripped.
But I agree, bad, terrible loss.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.